Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. A little bit hoarse today because of all the pollen and stuff, all the allergies going around these days. But we're going to continue to march. We're having a great visit with our new friend Julie Kampf, K-A-M-P-F, if you're Googling her. She's the CEO and the president of JBK Associates International, Inc., the author of the new book, a new book that's becoming one of my favorites, From My Bad to My Best, How Individuals and Companies Can Differentiate Themselves in the Age of Mediocrity. Julie, thanks again for being here. The book's available wherever books are sold, and you want to give us a website?
Sure. Well, it's frommybadtomybest.com, and you can also find it on Amazon, both e and print, and soon to be on Apple. It's a new release, and it's great to be here, Jim. Thanks
good
for having
deal.
Me.
It's good to have you here. I want to continue to talk about the age of what you call the age of mediocrity. Do you think that the age of mediocrity is something that's happened recently? What do you think has caused it? Where are we on that continuum? On that time continuum, are we moving farther down, or are we climbing out? What do you think?
Well, I think we're going further down in the wrong direction. Unfortunately, I think my bad is a way of people, you know, not taking accountability for what they do wrong. Listen, if I make a mistake or someone on my team makes a mistake, we're going to own up to it. We're going to say we're sorry. We made a mistake. We're going to fix it. We're going to do everything we can. Listen, our clients put a lot of trust in us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a question, you go into a hospital and you have an operation and someone takes out the wrong, they cut off the wrong limb or they do something, or you go someplace and you purchase something and you bring it home and it doesn't work and all you get is a look from the salesperson.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the person who doesn't show up to your house on time. I think it's people.
Or you go to a drive-in for food. And
yeah.
You don't get the food that you wanted, and it's not like they left out a straw or something. I mean, it's like the burger or whatever. So you go back up to the window and tell them, and they look at you like, really, you came back for that? And then they go get the burger or whatever it is and hand it to you without saying anything.
That's right.
Explain that to me, Julie. In what universe is that acceptable?
It's not acceptable, and I think, you know, whether it's a burger or it's a scalpel or it's a company that, you know, is involved with, financial activities that takes everybody's well-being into serious account, I think people have to take more accountability for what they're doing, and we've allowed this to happen, and that was the reason that I wrote the book, because it was really more out of frustration than anything else, and I think there isn't a person that is in your listenership that can't identify with this.
This book had been valid 25 years ago?
Well, I think that, you know, maybe 25 years ago we still did business on a handshake. I think there was still a trust. I think there were still
age of mediocrity is a more contemporary phenomenon?
I think it's a more contemporary phenomenon, but I think because of technology and the internet and the age of information, where we learn things faster and everything's out in the public domain,
and a lessening of interpersonal communication, face to face,
correct
type thing. Okay,
absolutely.
All right. So I agree with you. What do we do about it? And how much? And I'm not picking on anybody, but I think we must get this on the table, Julie. How much of this is not training? I'm not blaming the millennials, but how much of this is our employers not training their millennial employees to behave this way?
Well, listen, you know, I mean, my feeling is that the culture of an organization and the performance of an organization begins with the CEO, president, senior management team,
yep,
all the way down to, you know, the most junior person in the company. And I think when you put the mission and the vision and the values on the table and say, this is what I expect, and you train around that, you're going to have a much higher performing organization. And I think whether you're a millennial or you're a person who's in the more twilight of their career, I'm going to tell you, in 2020, you're going to have five generations working in the workforce together.
We're already doing that, Julie. Let me say this. Here's the point I want to make. You can't presume that any employee, any age, in today, in this age of mediocrity, as you call it, I don't disagree with you. We can't presume as employers that any employee is handling our customers the way we would handle them. We can't presume that they are. We have to make sure that we know what they're doing and train them to do it right. That cannot be some casual thing that we do. What do you think?
Oh, no, not at all. That is not casual. In fact, in our organization, we bring in people from the outside, external, you know, experts that teach us how to build even higher performing teams. We're instituting mentoring programs. We are giving the younger generation a lot of opportunity to move up in the organization, but it's only if they're performing. It's only if they're doing a great job. And, you know, we're very lucky because we have a really open communication in our organization. I value every single person in my company, but I will tell you that that is not the way that most small businesses today operate. They don't show a lot of value, because I can tell from the comments that I receive from the people who work for us that this is one of the best places that they've ever worked in their career. Maybe they'll have been working 5 years,
right,
or maybe they'll have been working a few years, but they have a basis of comparison. And you've got to provide that opportunity. You've got to provide opportunity for advancement. You've got to show them the way. You've got to show them the light. You've got to give them the vision of what you want them to strive for.
Give us two things that you think will get us, or one, at least one quick thing you think will get us turned in the right direction away from the age of mediocrity.
I would like for once, for when there's a negative incident that happens, I'd like for the person once to look me straight in the eye and say, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm going to do what I can. I would like my clients to feel that they can sleep at night because they know we're going to take accountability.
And that takes training, as you said, and demonstrating the values of our business and all the things that she says in the book, folks. From my bad to my best, use that as a tutorial with your employees. Julie Kemp, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It would be my pleasure.
From mybadtomybest.com. Check it out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.